It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
I want to hear more about our favorite or not favorite critter to manage in our summer gardens, the cucumber beetle. What can you tell us about what they are and how we might be able to control them?
Yes, this is one of the hardest of the vegetable insects to control in the garden. They seem to show up every year no matter what you do, and they attack your plants no matter what you do, and some of the plants don't even survive. So let's talk a little bit about cucumber beetles. First of all, they come in two different fashions, two different types. There is a black and yellow spotted one and black and yellow striped ones. They'll go after the cucumbers, the squash, the melons, even the winter squash. They emerge pretty early when temperatures reach the 50s in the spring, and they usually are overwintering in garden debris on the edge of your garden or in the forest edge, kind of weedy areas, that kind of place. And they come out looking for the color yellow. That is their color. And that is actually going to be a hint for you as far as how to control them. Once they start finding the young cucumber transplants or seedlings coming up, they come in, they start feeding, and we all know the damage and what it looks like, and it seems like they're all over the place. So they are mostly a problem with young plants, but they're still a problem now because they can actually influence pollination too by attacking the flower and creating a situation where the fruits don't get pollinated properly. So it is something to kind of keep aware of as they're going along. If they're really too many of them, you can actually kill your young plants and you have to start all over again. The most important part about this is that they do transmit bacterial wilt disease with their feeding. It will cause your plants to look like they're wilting and dying, but even though they've been watered, and they just eventually die off. So there's a number of things we can do. First of all, you can plant disease-resistant plants, varieties such as Saladin, Little Leaf, and County Fair. You can hang up those yellow sticky traps. I was just talking about that color yellow. They're attracted to the color. The sticky traps have a sticky substance called tanglefoot on it. So when they land on the trap, they end up just getting stuck there and dying. Rotating crops is a good idea. Covering young plants before they start flowering, before the bees have to get in there to pollinate, is a good idea. I've had success elevating my cucumbers. And then the last resort, of course, is you can do an organic spray. Spinosad is the one that you could use on them, but you have to be very careful with this because it can be toxic to pollinators. So spray before the cucumber flowers are out, or spray in the evening when the bees are not active. Once it's dried on the plant, it's not as toxic as when it's wet. So there is hope for cucumber beetles. You just have to be diligent about getting out there and controlling them.
Good to know. Questions coming in. Sue in Killington shared a photo of some holes on bean leaves in the garden and has this question. I try to keep my gardens as organic as possible using companion plantings to help ward off pests, but do you think that the leaf culprit on the bean plants may be aphids or some type of beetle? And the second part of that question, if they use neem oil, the bottle's like 10 years old.
Yes. So first of all, the holes on your bean plant most likely are slugs and snails. Because of the wet weather and when the beans are just emerging, they were feeding. And of course, if they just chew a little hole as the leaf is starting to unfurl, as it unfurls, that hole gets bigger with the leaf. So it looks like a lot of damage. Unless you see signs of the Mexican bean beetle, which tends to come a little bit later to our area, I'm thinking it's probably slugs or snails is what's causing the damage. As far as the neem oil goes, yes, 10 years old is a very old bottle of neem oil. Usually a year or so, or a year or two, is probably the shelf life of neem oil. And if you wanted to properly dispose of it, I would take it to your county hazardous waste site and do it that way.
So it doesn't age like a fine wine.
No, sorry yeah. About that.
Byron wrote in to say, I came to the Vermont side of the Upper Valley in 2011. At that time, purple and white phlox was along all the roadsides. Now there's only gout weed. It seems the invasive has eradicated everything, including trillium and Jacob's ladder.
Well, it is certainly an invasive plant. There are varieties of it. There's variegated varieties, some very attractive varieties of it out there that it's still for sale. So you just have to be careful with where you plant it and which one you plant. The regular green leaf goutweed is the one that's most aggressive, the one that will take over certain areas, like he's saying, roadsides, gardens, and those kinds of areas. If you're going to plant it in your garden, put it somewhere where it can be easily controlled. Places like that where it's blocked by a lawn, by a building, by asphalt, something of that nature, that's probably the best places to grow the goutweed.
Send us your questions, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this episode wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.